I appreciate you joining us this morning. We want to talk about the latest poll numbers, which if 2016 taught us anything about polls, that is that they are only suggestions of the outcome. But give us a sense of what things are looking like 24 hours before Election Day.
Well, look, there's no doubt that Joe Biden is the strong favorite. If you look at the website 538, our partners at ABC, they give Biden 89 chances out of 100 of winning. Right. And Trump, 11 chances out of 100. But 11 is not nothing. You got to remember, 4 years ago, that same website gave Clinton, they gave Trump about a 20 to 25% chance of winning. And it came in. You know, he drew to an inside straight. And it could happen again. Is it likely? No. But what has emerged here clearly, Paul, is that states like Michigan and Wisconsin are clearly heavily favored to go for Biden. But Pennsylvania is the wild card. If Trump wins Pennsylvania, Nate Silver at 538 this morning said if Pennsylvania goes for Trump, Trump becomes the favorite, not Biden.
That's really interesting. How much do you think that Joe Biden's comments during the last debate about eliminating fracking affects the number of votes that he gets in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's hard for me to know sitting here in Bethesda, Maryland, but it couldn't help. And I don't think the civil unrest in Philadelphia has helped either. It's bolstered Trump's argument that the Democrats are the parties of disorder and violence. And, you know, that's a message in the suburbs that can resonate. Now, part of his problem, of course, is that so many people have already voted, although early voting in Pennsylvania has lagged behind other states. So most of the people in Pennsylvania still have to vote. And let's remember that that's a very curious state because people think about Pennsylvania as Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, these urban anchors on the two ends of the states. But the middle of the state is quite rural. It's quite conservative. It's just the kind of area where a lot of folks have not gone to college and are strong Trump supporters. So it's a state that Trump has won before. He won it very narrowly. And if he wins again, now the prediction is that right now Biden has a lead of about 5 points. But that's not safe, Paul. Mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9 points, as you see in Michigan, okay. Folks, the Democrats in Michigan can breathe easier. 5 points is pretty close because it's within the margin of error, of polling error. And if Biden were to lose Pennsylvania, that means he has to win another state that Trump won 4 years ago. That's the basic math. He has to win Arizona or Georgia or North Carolina or Florida. Now, those states are all winnable. But the problem is that Pennsylvania is still a better bet. So if we lose Pennsylvania, the odds are that he's going to lose states that are even closer. And that's the way Trump could win.
Yeah. In a normal year, Steve, we would know late on election night or in the very wee hours of the next day who the winner is. That's probably not going to be the case, though, tomorrow night, is it?
No, well, apparently that's true, Paul. And particularly because Pennsylvania, again, I keep harping on it, but it's clearly the most important state this year. Now, if the early voting were to indicate that Trump's going to lose Florida, let's say, the election's over early.
Yeah.
But if that does not happen, and Pennsylvania is going to decide it, you've got two problems with Pennsylvania. One is, as I say, you've got two problems. One is that the federal courts have gone back and forth on Pennsylvania, and they're in kind of a limbo. Right now, the rules allow Pennsylvania to accept any ballots that have been mailed before Election Day if they arrive in the state 3 days after the election. But Republicans have already challenged that in federal court, and the justices of the Supreme Court have held open the possibility of revisiting that issue. And so all the ballots that are received in Pennsylvania after Election Day are going to be held in limbo, and they could be disputed, and they're the ones that could decide this election. The other factor is that unlike many states which are allowed to start counting absentee ballots early, Pennsylvania law, which folks tried to change and were not able to, they're not even allowed to start counting absentee ballots until the election day. So we could be looking at many days from now with Pennsylvania as the key factor and not knowing how it happened.
Most unusual year, that's for sure. I don't know how superstitious Donald Trump is, but he is wrapping up his campaign the same way that he did in 2016, and that's in Grand Rapids.
Well, you know, Michigan is still central for Trump. If he could win Michigan or if he can win Wisconsin, he's in much better shape. But if, as I look at the polls, I think the odds of Trump winning either of those states are much less, particularly in Michigan. You've had a surge of a lot of voters, including many black voters, who simply didn't vote last time, either because they weren't very excited about Hillary Clinton, they kind of intrigued by the novelty of Trump, or they thought their vote didn't count. I mean, there are a lot of reasons, but I think that one of the key factors in Michigan is clearly a lot of folks who sat out 2016, and maybe people who had voted, particularly black voters who had voted for Obama twice.
Yeah.
Didn't vote last time. I think it's clear that they are voting this time, and that's why I think Michigan's pretty solid for Biden.
Going to be fascinating to watch it all unfold tomorrow night and maybe in the days ahead. Steve, always appreciate your analysis. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Anytime, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.